Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We finished our food. Salatul Duha, what is commonly known as Chast Salah. Now we move on to another Nafil Salah that is discussed today. And this Nafil Salah is known as Tahiyyatul Masjid. So Babul Hathi ala Salati Tahiyyatul Masjid bi Raka'ataini wa Karahatil Julusi qabla an yusalli Raka'ataini fi ayyi waqtin dakhala. وسواء صلى ركعتين بنية التحية أو صلاة فريضة أو سنة راتبة أو غيرها. The chapter on the encouragement of performing two rakats, Tahiyyatul Masjid. We'll explain this. Tahiyyatul Masjid and the detestability, the dislike of sitting down before doing so. At whatever time one enters the masjid. So what Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is saying, that when a person enters the masjid, whatever time, the dislike of sitting down first before reading two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid. So this is what he's saying. And one other thing he says, whatever time one enters the masjid. So two things we're going to explain just now. One is before sitting down, and the other is whatever time he enters the masjid. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is saying, the person should read two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid. Irrespective of whether he offers these two rakats with the intention of tahiyyatul masjid, or whether he is joining up with an obligatory salah, a sunnah salah, etc. So let's just do a few things at a time. So this is the chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought. One is performing two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid. What is tahiyyatul masjid? Tahiyyatul masjid is a person entering the masjid. Tahiyya means greeting. So here it's actually not the tahiyya of the masjid, it's not greeting the masjid, but it's actually tahiyyatu rabbil masjid. A person is greeting the Rabb, the Allah, the creator of the masjid, the owner of the masjid, the owner of mankind, the owner of the masjid that the person is greeting. And how he's doing that? By reading two rakats of salat. So this is known as tahiyyatul masjid. It's part of the adab and the etiquette of the masjid. The person owes it to the masjid. This is a place for salah. This is a place for ibadat. He doesn't just walk in and sit down. He goes and he reads two rakats tahiyyatul masjid. As far as sitting down is concerned, according to the Shawafi, that if a person comes into a masjid and he sits down, that two rakats tahiyyatul masjid now is cancelled. Because he should be reading it as soon as he enters the masjid. According to us, Ahnaf, that if a person comes and he sits down, he still got a chance to wake up and read two rakats tahiyyatul masjid. It hasn't been cancelled or nullified by him sitting down. So therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi was a Shafi. So therefore, he brought it in this manner, that he says that the dislike of sitting down before doing so. And the next thing he brings here, he says, whatever time one enters the masjid, he must read two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid. So now, the question is, if a person enters the masjid, for example, after Fajr Salah, somebody comes to the masjid, should he read two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid? Or if he comes after Asr Salah in the masjid, and it is before Maghrib, should he read two rakats? According to us, a person won't read two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid, because these are makruh times to read Nawafil. Nafil Salah, these are makruh times, so a person won't read Tahiyyatul Masjid. But according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, and those that are Shafi, they'll read two rakats Tahiyyatul Masjid even after Fajr Salah and even after Asr Salah. So therefore he brought this, whatever time a person enters the masjid. The last part of this chapter is, these two rakats may be joined up with an obligatory salah, a sunnah salah, etc. So here this is such, and this applies to all of us, that if a person comes into the masjid, for example, he came in Zuhur time, and now the Zuhur Jamaat has already stood up, the Faraz has already started. Now he doesn't go one side and read two rakats Tahiyyatul Masjid. He joins the Faraz, but he makes niyat, that I'm making niyat of Tahiyyatul Masjid with my Faraz Namaz. So that Faraz Namaz of his now will be considered also, you'll get the reward of Tahiyyatul Masjid in that Faraz Namaz by him making niyat. He doesn't read the separate, so it can be included in the Faraz Namaz if the Faraz Salah has already started. Or he has come into the masjid and it's time for sunnats. For example, he came in Zuhur time and it's time for four sunnat. So in his four sunnat, he incorporates the niyat of Tahiyyatul Masjid. He doesn't have to read a separate Tahiyyatul Masjid. He came in Fajr time and he hasn't read his sunnats. So when he's reading his sunnats, he'll incorporate the niyat of Tahiyyatul Masjid. So this is something important. So a person can incorporate it in his sunnah salah, he can incorporate it in his faraz salah. Or if a person just comes in at any other time and there's no sunnah salah, there's no faraz salah that's already taking place, then he's got time, he must read these two rakats, Tahiyyatul Masjid, except, as I mentioned, if a person comes in, when Fajr time is already set in. When Fajr time is set in, only two rakats we can read is the Sunnah of Fajr. So a person has come in, the Azan has gone for Fajr, for example, in our Masjid, the Azan has gone for Fajr now, and it is gone at Awwal Waqt, so a person has come in at the time of Fajr, the only thing he can read now is the two Sunnah of Fajr. So in the two Sunnah of Fajr, he must incorporate the niyat that I'm reading two rakats, Tahiyyatul Masjid. So this is known as Tahiyyatul Masjid, where a person is showing respect and adab to the mosque, Masjid. This is the house of Allah Ta'ala. I owe it to the house of Allah Ta'ala. I don't just go and sit around. I go in and I read and do something that is befitting the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that is Salah. And Abi Qatada radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you enters the masjid, he should not sit down before performing two rakats. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qal, ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa fil masjid faqala salli rak'ataini muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu narrates that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in the masjid. He said, perform two rakats. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. According to the majority of the scholars, majority of the ulama say that this is mustahab, it's preferable that a person performs two rakats, tahiyyat al-masjid. Some are of the view that it is wajib, it is necessary that a person performs two rakats, tahiyyat al-masjid. Here we explain that a person can join it up with the faraz salat, with the sunnat al-mu'akkada salat. If the faraz salat is already taking place, there's no time for him now to read two rakats, he can join it up. Or if there's a sunnat al-mu'akkada salah, etc., or he's coming in for asr and his sunnat to read as ghair mu'akkada also, he can join and make the niyat of tahiyyatul masjid with that nawafil that he's reading. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. When we learn these adab, we should try and keep it in mind. Sometimes you'll find a person, he uses the masjid as a tarafah. For example, a person is coming into the masjid, for example, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person may be needing to go through the masjid to come out at another place, another point, or to meet someone, he's going. Even then, his niyat is to go meet someone in the masjid, or he's going to another point, to the front of the masjid. For example, he's going to make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's coming from the back. It shouldn't be such that he just walks through the masjid and uses the masjid as a tarafah. He owes it to the masjid if it's time that he can read two rakats nafil, and he must make the niyat of two rakats tahiyyatul masjid, and then proceed. Not that he just uses the masjid as a shortcut and he doesn't fulfill the right and the haqq of the masjid. Bare minimum a person should do is read two rakats salah in the masjid, and then he should proceed. In that manner, he won't just be using the masjid as a shortcut, but he will be showing some respect and adab to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. As a general rule, a masjid should not be used as a shortcut. A masjid isn't made there to be a shortcut. We don't really see it here because our masjids are not so big, but many countries the masjids are big and people like to use the masjid as a shortcut to cut through from one side to another side. That shouldn't be done as a rule. However, if there's some need to go that way, where a person has to go, then at a bare minimum, then a person should read two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And in our case also, whenever we come into the masjid and we got time, we should try not to leave out these two rakats, tahiyyatul masjid. It's actually a greeting to the creator of the masjid, is a greeting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's part of adab and respect of the masjid. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.